The Haftarah this morning, the reading that we are about to hear from our B'nai Mitzvah is the story of Samson. A familiar story to many. Samson, of course, is endowed with superhuman strength. And what's the secret of his strength? And who cuts his hair? Wrong. Aha, you fell into the trap. This is actually a reasonable bar bet. You can say to someone, who cut Samson's hair, and bet them that Delilah didn't do it, and you will win. And by the way, if you do, I assume you'll give a percentage of your winnings to the synagogue, since I've now advised you on this. It's actually not Delilah who cuts Samson's hair. She hires a barber. Really, you don't read it in this morning's, but go back to the book of Judges, or take my word for it. She doesn't do it. She hires a barber. It doesn't say why. Presumably, even though she is actually seducing him and sending him to his death, she's still going out with him, and she doesn't want him to appear in public with a bad haircut with her next to him. But whatever the reason, she does that. And also, by the way, even though if you watch the Hedy Lamarr Victor Mature movie, you will assume that she seduces him into having his hair cut. If you read the book of Judges, she basically nags him into it. He can't get her to leave him alone, so finally says, okay, I'll tell you the secret, and he does, and then goes to sleep. When he wakes up, he's powerless. But what we read this morning, which also complicates the picture of Samson's life, is about his birth. An angel comes to his parents, first, by the way, to his mother, and then to his father. And when the angel comes to his father, one of the interesting things which occurs again and again in the Bible is that the father doesn't know that he's talking to an angel, which presumes, of course, that this image that we have, that angels appear with wings and halos, is not the way the Bible conceived of them most of the time. Angels looked like everyone else, and he didn't know it was an angel. And you know, if you read the story of Samson, I'll get back to the angel in a second, he strikes you as the least likely biblical hero because he's essentially an arrested adolescent. He's got a huge, unregulated appetite. He has no apparent conscience, no restraint. You don't think that this is the kind of person that God's going to make into a vehicle of salvation. And then, of course, like any good story, at the end, after he's blinded, when he's about to die, he realizes the error of his ways, and he brings down the Philistine temple in this redemptive act. But if you wonder, where did Samson get these not very admirable qualities, it seems like he got them from his father. Because what happens is the angel appears to the mother, then appears to the father. The father doesn't know it's an angel. And the angel says, he says, can I feed you something? The angel says, I wouldn't eat your food. And then he offers up a burnt offering to God, which the angel tells him to do. And the angel ascends to heaven in the fire of the burnt offering. Then the Bible goes on to say, and the angel never appeared again. And then Manoach, that is Samson's father, realized it must be an angel. In other words, his flying up to heaven in a burnt offering didn't give him a clue. But the fact that he never came back, he said, you know, the guy's never visited again. He must have been an angel. And this lack of awareness is replicated in the son's life. And the reason you know he didn't get it from his mother is after he goes up and Manoach realizes it's an angel, he turns to his wife and he says, we're not allowed to see divine beings. We just saw a divine being. We're going to die. To which the wife very sensibly responds, if we were going to die first, God wouldn't have accepted the burnt offering. And second, the angel wouldn't have appeared to us in the first place. He came to us, remember? At which point, I suppose Manoach did what I just imagine him doing, a sort of, you know, grumbling a la Homer Simpson and shuffling off to the refrigerator. And then Samson is born and begins this career. But the reason that I bring this all up is not just because I actually think that there's an undertone of comedy in the story, but because the picture of human beings is much more complicated, even in mythological stories like Samson, of the superhero with the super strength, much more complicated than we might think. And you actually get a glimpse into the relation between Manoach and his wife, between who is the savvier, deeper partner, and the way in which Samson inherits the qualities of both, of one and the other. And also the way in which he replicates in his relationship, that is, being the thick one and the unaware one, the same sort of relationship that his father had with his mother. Except that in his case, of course, it proves to be both fatal and, as I said, salvational. So I just want to alert us to the fact that when we hear biblical stories, they sometimes get flattened out and they become like cartoons. But if you actually read the text, you see that there is much more nuance and complexity to all the characters than we might otherwise credit. Let's bring in